Welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Tune in for daily discoveries as we celebrate curiosity and explore interesting facts about history, science, and more in 5 minutes or less.
Hi, I'm Luke, and welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. When you think of a country, do you imagine a vast land? I bet you do. Most countries are large, but not all of them. Today, we will learn about an island in the Caribbean that is fairly small and is made up of not just one country, but two. The tiny island is divided into two parts. About 60% of the island, or approximately 20 square miles, is governed by the French Republic. The Dutch govern the remaining 40%, or 13 square miles. Even though the French control more of the island, the Dutch side is more populated. But how did two countries come to share the control of such a small island? Let's go back to the beginning. Before Europeans started exploring the world, the island of St. Martin was inhabited by native people believed to have come from the Venezuelan mainland. The people, known as the Taino, were an agricultural society and the largest indigenous group in the Caribbean. The Taino were driven off the island by another tribe, the Kalinago. The explorer Christopher Columbus sighted the island on November 11, 1493. This was the feast day of St. Martin of Tours, so he named the island St. Martin. Columbus did not make landfall on the island, though he claimed the land for Spain. The first European settlers on the island were from France. They settled on the northern part of the island. Because the island had a plentiful supply of salt, which was very valuable because of its properties of preservation, many countries wanted to control it. The Dutch Netherlands, France, Spain, England, and Portugal all wanted to control the island and its natural resources. As settlers from other countries came, the settlers fought with each other to gain sovereignty over the land. In 1648, Spain conceded and their settlers left. This left the island occupied by the French and the Dutch. These two countries signed the Treaty of Mount Concordia in 1648, splitting the island and its ownership. But why was the island not divided equally between the two countries? Legend has it that the two countries agreed on a contest to draw the dividing line. Two men, one from each country, started at the same point on the coastline of the island. Each man started off in opposite directions to circumnavigate the island. They agreed that the point where they would meet should be the end point of the boundary. The beginning point would be where they started. The legend says that both men brought a drink with them for the journey. The Frenchman brought a fine red wine, while the Dutch soldier brought along a bottle of Dutch gin. As the two men raced around the island, they grew thirsty. Each drank from their bottles, but the gin affected the Dutch soldier much more significantly than the wine affected the Frenchman. Since the Frenchman was less intoxicated, he was able to cover more ground. When the two points were connected, the French were awarded more of the island. No one is sure if this is true, but the Treaty of Concordia remains the oldest internationally enforced treaty today. In the early 18th century, sugarcane plantations fueled the economy of the little island. When slavery was abolished in 1848, the plantations failed and many people left the island. As the 20th century began, the island population dwindled to about 2,000 citizens. World War II brought new prosperity to the island. The U.S. built a strategic airport on the island, and because there were so many U.S. citizens living on the island, English became the predominant language. During the 1960s, the island became a popular tourist destination, especially for Americans. Its beautiful beaches and tropical weather attracted visitors year-round. The population began to increase again, and by the end of the century, more than 40,000 people lived on the island. In 1995, Hurricane Louis did massive damage to the island. The people rebuilt, only to be devastated once again in 2017 by Hurricane Irma. Irma was the worst hurricane to have ever struck the area. It injured many people, destroyed many resorts and hotels, and killed 11 people. Since Irma, the people have rebuilt. Today, the island has a thriving tourist economy, boasting over 100 hotels and many beautiful and luxurious rental properties. More than 900,000 visitors stop by the island via cruise ships, and more than 500,000 flights land on St. Martin each year. If you have a chance to visit this small island, you can say that you visited two countries in one day. And be sure to snap a picture. I'd love to see it.
Thanks for tuning in to the InquisiKids podcast. If you want to see the sources we used for this episode or send us some listener mail, you can find links in the episode description.